So let's move up the coast now. NPR's Brackton Booker is in New Bern, North Carolina. That's about 90 miles northeast of Wilmington. Brackton, be our eyes for us. What are you seeing?
Well, thanks, Peter. We're seeing lots and lots of water on the ground where it's not normally. On the way from Greenville, North Carolina, where we were based last night, riding out the beginning of the storm, we drove down Highway 43 to New Bern, where there have been reports of widespread flooding. And the roads were pretty good on the way from Greenville. And as soon as we got to the city limits of New Bern, that's when we started to see real evidence of flooding. And let me tell you right now, the rain is starting to come down really, really hard, and it's a piercing rain. It's coming down sideways, and when it's hitting your body, it really feels like it's a sharp pin in you.
We're also hearing reports today of a lot of people trapped in the town where you are this morning. The mayor, Dana Outlaw, told NBC that emergency crews are trying to get people who are stuck in their cars or in their homes, in their attics, trying to get them to safety.
Just be patient. We're on the way. We will get you rescued, all 150. But just bear with us, because we have to be so careful that our first responders are not put in harm's way in this type of weather.
So, Brackton, up to 150 people as of this morning trapped. What are the rescuers doing to get people to safety?
Well, I am talking to you from the New Bern Fire Station headquarters. And from here, there are like four or five fire trucks. And you see volunteers coming up with their boats asking where they can help. Now, as we were coming into New Bern, the overpass, some of the lower lane roads were already covered with water. You could see like a riverboat that was up against a railroad track. And so people are finding out on Facebook that, hey, people really, really need some help here. And so they're coming down to the fire department, and the fire department is directing them to other areas where they're getting in these skiffs and going to get people and try to cut out some of the roofs in some cases to get people out.
Wow.
And what I've been told is that these little skiffs are rescuing people off their homes, bringing them to slightly bigger boats and transferring the people and then taking them to dry land.
I spoke with an official from Duke Energy yesterday, and he told me that the utility was expecting between 1 and 3 million people in the region, including North and South Carolina, would be or could be without power. What kind of outages are you hearing about? I know you haven't been on the ground that long, but what information do you have about that?
Yeah, so as of last check, the North Carolina Emergency Management Office said that about 500,000 people just in North Carolina alone are without power. And as you hear in the background, a fire engine is just getting revved up, and it's about to go out on a call. And a little bit about that, they are telling me here that it's not just the water, and it's not just the flooding. They are also getting calls about fires in people's homes because they're running generators, and they're also telling us about gas leaks in people's homes. So, like, the first responders are having triple duty as Florence packs its punch coming across here.
Okay. NPR's Brackton Booker in New Bern, North Carolina, at a fire station there. Brackton, be safe. Thanks for your reporting.
Thank you.